You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear something today. And first, let me say, too, happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. God bless you. Thank you for, I pray for you, and God bless you if you have a family member that was lost and perished while serving this country. God bless you. And this is the day that we stop and take a moment and remember all of those that gave their lives in service for this wonderful country, this United States of America. And this program here is gonna replay. I'll play it on Tuesday. I know many people are off on Monday here today, so this will replay again tomorrow. And it's taken from Acts chapter 19. And I've entitled this, "Are You on Satan's Bulletin Board?" We're going to find a strange exorcism here in today's program and in this sermon, and that is we're going to see someone that's not a Christian try to cast out a demon in the name of Jesus. And it's almost a funny story and account here in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 19, and that's where we'll be at here this week. Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? That's what's going to happen here today. But on a serious note, is your picture on Satan's proverbial bulletin board? You know, you go to the post office, they got the most wanted on the post office. Are you on Satan's most wanted list? Or could you not get a used demon to chase you? Are you a threat to the kingdom of darkness? That's where we're at here today. And this week, if you'd like a copy of this, or if you want to hear it in its entirety, you can go to WGOD Radio. You'll find it up there. Are you on Satan's bulletin board? You can right-click it and download it or play it from there. You can write to me. I will mail you the disc free of charge. You can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com is my email address. This Wednesday, we're starting 2 Thessalonians verse by verse as we continue our look in prophecy on Wednesday nights. You can follow us along live Wednesday night at Island Community Church's Facebook page or join us at the church Wednesday night from 6 to 7. So, okay, here is part one now of this message. Are you on Satan's bulletin board?
Acts chapter 19. Let me say, high energy preaching can take a lot out of a person. And it's vital to plug into the source every now and then, or when God tells you, because you might not realize that it's time to recharge. And since I'm the pastor, I get to choose who those preachers are. And that's why I chose Ralph Williams a couple weeks ago and Pastor David Bryant last week. And because my associate pastor is so busy right now doing what he's doing, and his plate is full. So, But it's not your batteries that needed charging last week. They were mine. So I need an excitable fellow who's going to preach the whole counsel of God and hold nothing back. Someone who's not afraid to preach the truth, even if it hurts. And it's something that I might not want to hear, but you all are used to that by now anyway. So it's nothing new for you. And personally, since I am your pastor, I'll open up and share with you what hurt me the most that Pastor Dave said last week. He said that what you sow here on earth at some point in the future is going to come back to bite you. Do you remember that? Him saying that? It might be weeks or months, or it might even be years later. And that's why I always try to make things right away, or immediately after the Holy Spirit will convict me of something. That's always the right way to do it. You can stop that bad chain of events from happening by making something right before it comes to that. Reminds me of generational curses. I've heard of them. I believe in them. Listen to this famous text found in the book of Exodus, Exodus 34. In this account, Moses wants to see God. And as God passed by Moses, he made the following comment regarding his attributes, things that eternally describe the character of God. Exodus 34, 6. As the Lord passed before him, he proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children, to the third and fourth generation. You also can read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9 as well. You want to see this in action today? I would say, look at the Kennedy family. From Joe all the way down to John. But unlike bad things perhaps following you around, you can put a stop to these things, even generational curses. You've got a power and authority to stop and end any generational curses that might be on you and on your family. And you stop them, well, we just sung the songs this morning. And it's such an important message that God gave me and the Solanas the same music for today, and I had to change my music. He's got no idea the music that I pick out to, they pick out to. And we had the same songs. They were singing on the blood because there's power in the blood. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there can be a curse on your family or on someone that you know. The good news is, sorry, but it can end today. You don't have to go on with it. There's power in the blood to break any curses. His blood's got the power to stop generational curses. Listen to this verse out of Revelation chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 11, it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. So I say all that to say this, that Jesus Christ did not die in vain. No matter what you have done, there is forgiveness for it. No matter what your father or grandfather has done, no matter what curse some witch put on your family, or that God himself has allowed or placed on your family, it can all stop once and for all right here at the cross. Now, I don't know why, but that's what God wanted me to say to get started here today. If that's happened to your family, then put an end to it. Now, let's move on here. Acts chapter 19. and start this morning at verse 11, and let's watch a 2,000-year-old version of The Exorcist out of the NIV translation this morning. Acts 19, verse 11. It says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that, Darren, we were just looking at this morning in my office. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Wow, imagine that. Without even a word being spoken, all they had to do was take Paul's handkerchief, give it to someone that was sick or someone that was demon-possessed, and the demon left. They didn't even have to say anything. Well, I don't see that going on very much today. It can't go on today. Acts is a historical book. This stuff doesn't go on anymore. There's no more apostles today. This is why people are greedy, greedy, greedy to claim for themselves the extraordinary person known as the apostle. Notice the instantaneous automatic healing. Instantaneous automatic healing. Notice the demons scatter without even rebuking them. Not a word was spoken. Verse 13. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those that were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Now, seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day, the evil spirit answered them and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you? That's hilarious. Who are you? Now, the NIV translates that different because they're two different words. Other translations that use the same word get it wrong. Jesus I know intimately. That's the word ginosko. And intimately because he created the angels, right? That's Colossians 1:15. All things were created through him and for him, and in him all things consist. Write that down. Jesus Christ created the angels. Yeah, they know him intimately. Jesus I know. You bet your sweet bippy they know Jesus. And Paul I am familiar with. Greek word epistemai means I've heard of that troublemaker from some other demons down there at the fire heater. Get it? Water cooler? Fire heater? Give me some credit for that. Come on. The demon's down there at the fire heater. Have you heard about this guy? Turning the world upside down. Verse 16. Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. And he gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house. They weren't naked, they were naked. They ran out of the house naked and bleeding.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. and on Twitter